Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we do a 30-minute show. We've been doing this for about 10 years, and I could probably get an all-day broadcast, but we don't have the time. I don't have the time to do it, but I'd like to give you every week like a reminder. If you really want to be healthy, then you need to find out about drinking pure water, which I'll tell you a bit. Also, to tell you about certain things that that exist in our society. And I'm actually probably older than anyone listening to this show, because anyone as old as I am are mostly dead. Anyhow, the thing is this, I love life and I love to be able to help people. I'm a physician. I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, medicine, also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. And I want to tell you that I hope my 3 daughters are listening to the show, Melissa, Jen, and Lisa. You better be, otherwise no ice cream this week. Anyhow, listen to this, folks. Cancer is on the rise. Whenever we look around, there's more and more cancer. And one of the main reasons, let me go back in history, okay? In the year about 1903, 2 incredibly great things happened. 1, my dad was born. The other thing was that some fellow was running some kind of horse stable or something, and he was a mechanic also and played around with things. And he actually developed something that actually became the internal combustion engine. The internal combustion engine, that's the engine in cars. And another fellow came along and threw some wheels on it. And before you know it, they had the first automobile, the very first. Now there are billions and billions and billions of cars all over the world, in every little town, wherever it may be, doesn't matter where it is, India, South Africa, so forth and so on. Anybody from India or South Africa, I don't mean to insult the areas. But the United States, in the United States, this fellow developed the internal combustion engine. And the thing is that, and we're going to be talking, we have only about a half hour. Today's show may be abbreviated a little bit. So let me just give you an idea more about cancer. And first of all, forget about cigarettes. Anyone who smokes cigarettes has got to be totally out of their minds, okay? And also they're killing themselves and they're killing anybody around them because of the, people inhaling. But cigarettes are downright poison. So just moving right along, I'm not sure if I mentioned that we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time Pacific Time. I'm sorry, Eastern Time high. Eastern Time high noon Pacific Time 9 a.m. And I can actually remember the fact that my 3 daughters, Jennifer, Missy, and Lisa, better be listening to the show. Folks, I have to tell you that I have more energy than anybody that I know, anybody that I ever read about or anything like that. So why, how come I have so much energy? Well, number one, I don't smoke cigarettes. Number two, my sugar intake is very, very minimal. You can't help but eat sugar because everything we buy, every food, everything. I mean, I love ice cream, but I don't overeat. I only eat about 3 gallons a day. No, that's a joke. An attempt at a joke. Anyhow, to hear when my mom, years ago, my mom would be talking on the phone, and telephones were not really widespread in those days. I mean, everybody didn't have a phone. Anyhow, I used to hear my mom talking to friends and relatives and so forth. And every once in a while, some conversation would come up, like some 10-year-old had developed cancer, some form of cancer in the leg. Some relative, and whatever it was, and talking, listening about it. Well, way back in those days, one hardly ever heard of cancer. Now, these days, it seems like a family, every family in the U.S. and the world has some form of cancer. Now, we have the American Cancer Society and all kinds of other forms of cancer, cancer organizations and things of that sort. But let me give you just a little bit more about how cancer develops. Actual cancer anywhere in the body is due to high intake of common sugar, believe it or not. And every, sugar is food in every single thing that we buy practically. So, and that we have different institutions now. American Cancer Society is a multi-billion dollar business. Folks, it's a business. We don't have the time to talk about how it's a business and why it is. And also, Sloan Kettering Cancer Treatment Hospital in New York City, world-renowned, does not limit sugar in the intake of the meals they give to their patients. And I can talk about that probably all week, but we don't have enough time. So let's go back to to our society in which we live and what we should be doing. There are certain types of nutrients that we can take called vitamins, nutrients and different types of vitamins and minerals can build up the overall resistance of the body, the body's cells, the red blood cells, to build up the protection against anything that may come along. And let me tell you a little bit more about that, we have to go back to the main thing that we need to live, because the human body is 85% water. By the way, I don't read from a script when I do the shows. I read from memory, and little by little, my memory is getting worse. Anyhow, but I feel great. And I just came back from a visit. One of my daughters lives in Tennessee, in the mountains of Tennessee. She lives in a tent in the mountains. No, I'm only kidding. She has a beautiful house in a certain part, Louisville, right in the northern part of Tennessee. Anyhow, and the thing is that bottled water, just so you'll know, all bottled water contaminated, all water in the world is contaminated. When creation occurred and the beaches were around the world were beautiful beige-colored sand and the blue-green ocean and the beautiful blue sky, creation. So you can go early in the morning to almost any beach in the world. My favorite beach is in Miami Beach, and I lived in Miami for like at least 15 years, about a half mile from the beach. And the thing is that little by little, all that's changing. It still looks the same. The beach, the water, the sky, and everything still looks the same as when creation occurred. However, we didn't have all the pollutants in the air. You see people that are exercising and jogging, running along the highway, running along the path to the highway, rather, and they think that they're really doing good, but they're breathing in. They're right next to the trucks and buses and so forth, and they're breathing in all of that poison from the exhaust of all of these vehicles. And so now about, I have to speed up a little bit. We only do a half hour show, so let me just tell you a couple of things. About 20, maybe 25 years ago, I went to a 3-day medical convention in Tokyo. And I basically went there because I wanted to just see really what Tokyo looked like, because years ago, when I was in the Air Force, I'm not that old. I was in the war. I was in the time of a Korean war and also Vietnam. But the thing is that you see people that are suffering with all kinds of illnesses and so forth and so on. It's because of the fact that the foods we buy are overloaded with sugar, believe it or not. It's the major cause. And things that happened in the... So, anyhow, I was telling you about this medical convention that I went on and in Tokyo. And as I was walking down the lobby in the hotel, a Japanese gentleman came up to me, and he pointed at me and said, "Dr. Barton?" I said, yeah, well, how do you know it's me? And he held up a Tokyo newspaper, all in Japanese, except my picture was right on the front, the first page, right on the front, under the headline. I said, wait a second, that's not a wanted picture, is it? I didn't do anything wrong. The gentleman tried to left. Turns out that he was Hiromu Shinya. This Shinya is the fellow who invented colonoscopy. And you know how important colonoscopy is. So he convinced me to come back to his clinic, was near the hospital, and showed me different things that he was doing. And he also told me that I had to find out about Kangen water. She said, Kangen water, what's that? He said, you'll see what it is. Because you know, you're the one that talks and preaches about that the water is contaminated, reservoirs are contaminated, and all this fracking that they do. You know, the petroleum industry is fracking, breaking through the earth's crust to find more petroleum deposits so they can make more money. I want to make more money too, but I don't want to make my money at someone else's expense. You all follow that? Anyhow, he taught me that we got into a small plane, flew over to Osaka. Osaka, Japan, it's the other side of the island, and there's a factory right there. It happened to be a beautiful place, not like the factory you might imagine, but they build these machines. It's like it looks about twice the size of a large toaster, and this particular unit takes water and makes it a high alkaline, which is extremely important to general health as opposed to acidosis. There's acid in this alkalinity. So all bottled water and all other forms of artificial water or whatever they is are all contaminated. And the only water, since that time, I found out about this Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. There's even a doctor, I just can't remember his name right now, but he's a kidney transplant specialist and also liver transplant specialist in Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston, highly respected institution. He actually has a Kangen water machine in the waiting room of his office. And this man is high up there. He's got the Kangen water machine right there, and he gives out, his nurse gives out free bottles of Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. And moving right along, I stayed there in Osaka for about 2 days. I extended my visit because I couldn't believe it, that they're putting together these metal plates and all type of things to make this unit be able to take. It sits on your kitchen counter, and it actually hooks up to the water intake, and it transforms the water coming into the house into pure Kangen water. And it doesn't have any, Kangen is a Japanese word, I'm trying to remember what it is. It actually has to do with health, but I just can't remember that right now. Bear in mind that all the aircraft that fly around, they emit cancer-causing exhaust from the planes, the boats, the trains, everything. So we live no matter where we live. I grew up on a farm in a rural part of New Jersey, where I always want to go back to see how it is now. It's probably into a city. But the thing is this, that even rural areas, remember the winds carry the air. And you can be 1,000 miles away from some industrial area, and you're still getting the same air, not as heavy, but your area. So the thing is, I'll do anything. I love life, and I'll do anything to live forever. And I'm a lot older than anybody listening to the show. And I want to tell you something, that I have tremendous energy. I have unending energy. And I attribute it all to Kangen water. I can dance all night long, depending upon maybe the girl. Depending upon the music, because I love salsa. I love Latin music. And whenever I get a chance to do that, I do it. And I also want to, beside the fact of energy, I can play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I can play the game on and on and on, okay? And I attribute it all to the way my body is functioning. And as I'm aging, my body is aging healthy, not aging illness, not aging sickness, and all of that. And I told you about Dr. Shinya, and I wanted to tell you also about getting back to the water. Water, remember I said before, we are 85% water. And most people, that 85% is contaminated water. Let me give you a quick example about drinking soda, because we're going to be running out of time pretty soon. Sodas, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, so forth and so on. Fractures, hip and knee fractures are increasing worldwide, but especially in the U.S. Hip and knee fractures because of the fact that to make the Pepsi and Coke, Dr. Brown even, dark colored, the manufacturers use phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid makes this Pepsi, the soda, dark. It also robs the bones of minerals. Robs the bones of minerals, dark colored sodas. So all these fractures are increasing to millions and millions, and the most popular prescription written for that is Boniva. So there are billions of Boniva tablets produced every single day from that particular lab that produces Boniva. So it's all well and good to have a pharmaceutical industry. I'm still a member, by the way. I told you before, I started out in pharmacy school. And the thing is that, and my dad was a pharmacist. I actually grew up in his old-time drugstore, which was a fantastic experience. So I've had some incredible experiences in my lifetime. And the reason why I do these shows is because I want to be able to share, to listen. There's simple changes to make. And those simple changes are cut back, way back on your sugar intake. I don't add sugar to anything, but I do use brown sugar to a degree. Only I'm not going to eat cereal without some of that brown sugar on it. Otherwise, it doesn't taste good. So, folks, remember, we broadcast every Friday. So tune in next Friday at high noon in East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And hello to Cousin Billy out in San Diego. And also, Carla, if you're listening to this show, our friend Angie, who went back to take care of her husband, who had been wounded in some skirmish in Africa somewhere, American soldier. Remember, the number to call in is to listen to this show every Friday at high noon. It's 347-324-3595. And a special hello to my darling daughter, Jennifer. So, Jen, you said you were going to listen to the show today. Okay, folks, there's so much more that I can tell you about. And tune in next Friday, and I'll try to be a little bit more concise and tell you more. So with that being said, God bless you all. Have a great, healthy life.